Brad and Brit, Brad and Brit, the perfect combination of brawn and wit. Politics, sports, and trending shit. Let's tune in to Brad and Brit.
At a Britcast, we're glad you are with us. We're live in the 1:30 hour on Wednesday. We'll be doing it again live in the 1:30 hour on Thursday also. Hang on. Got to have my bourbon and water here first.
Did you know that this year is the 20th anniversary of us signing on FM Talk 101.1 WZTK?
No, I hadn't given it a thought, Britt.
July the 6th. We're less than 6 months away from the 20th anniversary of the signing on of FM Talk 101.1 WZTK.
So it's Kennedy's assassination, the moon landing, the Challenger,
9/11.
Yeah. And our first show on FM Talk 101.
That's it. That's it. That's funny.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his plan in paradise and said, I need a man to test the will and goodness of a free people. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who failed in everything but theft and broken promises to live in a golden palace and convince the poor he serves their needs. So God made a dictator. I need a wicked man to lead the common folk with hatred and fear. So God made a dictator.
Saddam Hussein.
God said, I need a corrupt man who is above the law and immune from justice. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man who will use violence to seize power. So God made a dictator. God said, I need a man whose followers will call black white, call evil good, and call criminals hostages. So God made a dictator.
Pretty good riff on that, huh?
It's good, but again, the AI quality is, I don't find it sounds like him at all.
But it's the parody of.
I know bullshit. What it is.
I cannot believe that you're playing technical director. It's the point that they just shoved that video of Trump.
Oh yeah. No, that was
compared
fun.
To God. They just shoved it up his ass. And you're demanding.
Yes.
Okay.
I've seen it all. You may have seen a lot of these things too. Like
What is wrong with you?
Just because I can't sign off on the little thingy. I mean, that's a huge problem. You have ownership in this. I don't understand. What does it hurt ownership. Your feelings? You
it's,
okay?
It's the idea.
Oh, the idea.
It's the turnaround.
The idea.
It's the concept. It's the writing. Okay. The writers get Emmys job. Too. Okay?
They did a good job, and I don't know who's responsible for it. I know the Lincoln Project reposted
them.
Yeah. That was fine. I'm just like, I look at this stuff. You've seen a lot of this stuff on YouTube and stuff, right? Like one of them was Paul McCartney singing I Saw the Light, the Todd Rundgren hit. I didn't think it sounded anything like Paul McCartney. Now, eventually, this stuff's going to get real good, and it's going to sound exactly like them. No, I thought the concept was fine. I thought they did shove it up their ass. I thought the original concept was shitty in and of itself. If anybody held that thing up as like, oh, my God, this is so true. Well, God made Trump for us.
Right, but you have to put the video that appeared 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That Trump got all excited about.
Yeah.
That was a riff on Paul Harvey's original, and God made a farmer. And I know, go ahead, say it. Brad, your imitation of Paul Harvey is actually better than the AI. Go ahead, say it.
It is. It actually kicks
ass. They didn't call me.
As someone who does shitty imitations of dead people, I have to tell you. No, yeah.
Page two. that idea, I don't know if you've noticed in the last week, 2 weeks, month or so, and Trump himself is going full bore, looking to the sky, raising his hands, and playing right along with the God sent me here, the evangelicals.
Right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I am a Christ-like figure.
Yeah.
They're all in on the Christian nationalist bullshit. And that thing from 2 weeks ago it's just kind of a small part of it, but it's playing into it. And whoa, we are in we're not just in uncharted waters. We're in a territory that has never even been thought of in this country. You know what? I'm sure that within a short amount of time, we'll have people arguing things like, tell me if you've ever heard this before. You know, they don't say there's separation of church and state in the Constitution, Britt. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's not really a thing. Did you know that?
I wasn't aware.
Yeah. And that's right next to Martin Luther King would be chairman of the Republican National Committee.
Right.
If he were alive today.
Right.
But that's where they're going with this. So as the rest of us normal people recoil with disgust, our only response, at least to ourselves, has to be that this is not a growth strategy for gaining votes. It's a strategy of intimidation for the rest of us, because at a certain point, oh God, this is God's will. God, why don't I even go out and vote? I mean, it's not going to, you can't stop this from happening. It's just the way it is. It's preordained, to use a word that, again, has no business being in election discussions, but there it is.
I think it's very important to point out the hypocrisy of so-called evangelical Christians as they support this guy. But I do want to temper anybody that thinks this will make a difference for those people kind of waking up. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't believe they're going to realize the false prophet that they are worshiping.
And that's what's so disturbing, that they decided to pick the most heretical, nasty, foul, unchristian, materialistic asshole to achieve their goals. And you can now retire the phrase, the ends justify the means, because Donald Trump is the means and the ends are every dream of evangelical Christian nationalism ever, that started, of course, and didn't end with three justices on the Supreme Court. I did it. And now he's trying to back away from it and play both ends against the middle. And supposedly, apparently brilliantly, Britt, he's doing it. He's triangulating abortion by saying, no, I'm not for total ban. I mean, there have to be exceptions. I mean, you have to be reasonable about this. And you have to win elections. That's what Trump is saying. And then 10 seconds later, but I'm the one that got Roe versus Wade overturned. So everybody's happy, right? We're all happy. Okay.
There is a segment of the evangelical Christian population. It is millions of people. And they just kind of look past his moral failings, his many moral failings. If this guy can just eradicate this transgender shit, oh my God, yes, that's what we need. If this guy can, get these books completely banned from the schools so that people won't be reading about pee-pees and dookie holes, if I may use medical terminology, I don't want to go over anyone's head.
Is that an attack on Duke?
any tool that we can use to eradicate this horrible stuff that's going on in our society, and did you see the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing? You know, we only had two genders under President Trump. That was the quote from Marjorie Taylor Greene. These people,
a game set and match for you tennis fans. That's game set and match.
Sadly, these people will use any kind of justification they can. And there are people in the Bible who were disgusting, awful, violent people that were used to achieve God's will. And somehow they feel like, well, this is the modern day equivalent of that. If we just get this orange son of a bitch out there and he can bring prayer back to schools and all this other horse shit. And, maybe get those children armed. in third grade.
There's a strategy. Assuming there's a strategy here. And another thing you've been hearing the last week or so is, you know what? This time he's got professionals on his campaign. He's got real people this time around. It was a slapdash, thrown together. He didn't think he was going to win, didn't hire people that knew what they were doing in 2016. And, you know, all the stars lined up, he got elected. And this time, not taking any chances. So they know what they're doing. So if I hear you right, the appeal on the cultural warfare level is to get to people who have at least one or maybe more pet project that they want performed by Donald Trump. By the way, as if a president has control over, you know, what bathroom gets used by what gender. Okay. But for the sake of this is what he'll talk about. Or if it's abortion. And then on the margins, the immigration issue, I'm sure they plan to make that loom even bigger than it is right now. In fact, we haven't heard the word caravan for a couple weeks, but don't worry, it'll be back. The caravans will start moving towards the United States, I'd say, what, about 2 months before the election, as soon as early voting starts, okay?
There's really no cheap and easy answer about the border because it is a shit show right there. Now, again, it didn't start January 21st, 2021. I get it, but it's not great. It's really bad.
Yeah, and he will exploit that to the max. And I guess that's the grandest of grand strategies, to keep his base and add nervous Democrats in cities like New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Detroit, Raleigh, Charlotte, Cleveland, in those suburbs that, while they are not fans of Donald Trump, they kind of, without saying it out loud, they kind of like the idea of more secure borders, whatever it takes. It just, they won't say it out loud, but you know, whatever it takes. And I don't think it's any more complex than that. And you know, drop in the dose of racist crap, sprinkle it with victimization and the weaponization of the entire United States Justice Department, led at every turn by Joseph Robinette Biden. He is everywhere. He is orchestrating this like a master puppet show. That guy is just the best, right? And they won't let up on it.
For those times that he's not a drooling senior citizen waiting on his applesauce, he's orchestrating worldwide shit.
Right.
Again, he's either a dementia-filled old man that doesn't know where he is and his pants are around his knees, or he's the greatest mastermind in the history of the world.
Let's, if we can, talk about the trial that's going on right now and the delay strategy that seems to be overarching everything. I mean, the Don Trump Four Corners offense is being employed wherever they can. I'm sorry. Had to do it.
How dare you mention something created by Dean Smith in the same breath as something employed by Donald Trump? How dare you?
At 5 minutes after 1 p.m. Eastern today, the headline of the New York Post was, "Donald Trump defamation trial live update. Judge snaps at ex-president." Of course, it's ex-prez, P-R-E-Z. "As rumors swirl about mysterious red marks on his hands." Have you seen the picture?
I have not seen the picture.
Oh, my God.
No, I haven't
seen it. I mean, I don't want to make fun of the idea that some people cut themselves and things like that. But oh, what is going on there? I mean, he was in Iowa, right? And he was in has he been in New Hampshire? Did he go to New Hampshire on Tuesday? I guess he did.
And look, now he's in. You lived in Iowa. York.
He didn't. He wasn't shoveling snow or something, and had a snow shoveling accident. I mean, he's a hard worker. I'm not saying he's not hard worker, but
you were in Iowa for a short period of time. Didn't that make you want to cut yourself after a while? Good Lord.
Yeah. So
I don't know. So we don't have any answers on this. We have no idea what's going on with that.
Well, we'll have to have a full investigation. So E. Jean Carroll is up on the stand and she's just feet away from him and he starts yapping. And the judge tells him to shut the fuck up. So you can see what he's trying to do. He's trying to intimidate her. It's a little bit late for that. You've already been found guilty once with a financial judgment against you. You're already being found guilty again. And now the question is, how much are you going to have to pay the second time? So he shows up in court when he doesn't have to show up in court. And he thinks his magical aura will intimidate E. Jean Carroll at this point to go, I'm afraid. I quit. He didn't touch me. I have never met him. He's all right. Didn't happen that way. That's not the way it works. And the judge is warning him again. But I think this isn't just the four corners offense defense of Donald Trump. I think this is a full Chicago 7 attempt already in place.
For those of you, again, we have to explain what the Chicago 7 is for some people, Brad.
No, we know. That people know.
It took place like 53 years ago.
Yeah, people know it's a trial that gets completely out of control. The defendants go crazy. They have to be gagged. They have to have fucking masks put around their head.
You're understating it just a little. Bobby Steele, the only black defendant, was taped to a chair with his mouth taped shut by Judge Julius Rosenberg.
Julius Hoffman,
by the way. Sorry about that, because Abby Hoffman was the other
guy. Wrong Jewish guy at that time. Wrong trial.
Jewish guy. Know your Jews, Brit.
By the way. That's another game show that's coming up.
Know your Jews. Yeah. Julius Hoffman, when he died, Abby Hoffman completed a dare or a thought that he was going to dance a jig on his grave, and he indeed did it. Now, continue that. This is the modern day Chicago 7 trial.
Yeah, because it's not 7 people, it's just Trump. And of course, he's equal to 7 mortals.
He's fat enough for 7, sure.
Exactly. And remember, he does not have to be there. And of all the trials that he's going to either undergo now, has undergone, or will undergo, I would think that the accusations involving rape, which have already been, if not explicitly called rape, assault, have been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to a judge and now a jury deciding on how much money he's going to have to dole out. I would think that'd be the one trial I wouldn't want to go to. But somehow he thinks he's going to blank them down.
Well, no, but this does feel like a strategy to me because, again, this is the business now. This is the family business. They just got to milk quarters and dimes out of the trailer park folk. If he gets tossed out of the courtroom, and God forbid if the judge puts him, you know, behind bars for contempt, then you get to be Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the Birmingham jail.
Yeah,
that's what they'll try to turn that into. And all of a sudden you put out the fundraising email and the text and they do it.
I disagree with you. I'd go full Nelson Mandela. 28 years?
Something like that, yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing, the same kind of denial of rights. Judge Kaplan warned Trump after he was yapping. He was heard muttering loud enough for the jury to hear. So he's going for a mistrial. He's going for martyrdom by being shut up. I guess the first thing that you could do now, because of technology, you could put him in another room. You say, all right, you can go watch on closed circuit TV. In the business, we call that CCTV.
That's CCTV. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Join us by Zoom, former President Trump. Yeah. That'd be great.
Zoom. I'm a WebEx guy myself.
You're a WebEx guy? Well, you can do Zoom. You can do whatever. Doesn't matter.
WebEx by Cisco Systems.
You own stock? You got stock in that company?
No.
Yeah.
One of my DVRs is a Cisco.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have an interest in it.
I have an interest in as much as it's part of the S&P 500. That's the only interest I have.
With the jury out of the room, E.G. Carroll's lawyer, Sean Crowley, complained that Trump was muttering loud enough that the plaintiff's table can hear him. Crowley says Trump is saying that E.G. Carroll's testimony is false, and suggesting she has, quote, suddenly got her memory back.
wasn't the previous strategy earlier this week that she wanted it? That she wanted to have sex or sexual contact from Trump?
I haven't heard that, because why would you say that if you're claiming that you've never met her, don't know her, but she wanted it? That makes sense. But you know what? That would make perfect sense in the way that Trump does things, where he'll say completely contradictory things within 24
hours. I never met her. I don't know her, but if I did know her, she would have wanted it. There's so many women around the world I've never met who want it. They want it from me.
Wait.
Excuse me.
You know, I don't know if you saw this. I posted on my Facebook page. Trump does not own a 1997 Lamborghini anymore, but he bought one in 95, 96. So think about how long ago that was. And it's one of these limited edition. They only made like 100 of them.
Jesus.
And there's a picture of him standing with the car, Florida plates, at a gas station. Gasoline is like $1.29. It's, you know, the big numbers. You can see what the price was. This is 1996.
Sounds
Bill fake. Bill Clinton was president. Bill Clinton, like all Democrats, had forgotten to raise the price of gasoline, apparently, at that moment.
I totally forgot to screw America by raising gas prices.
Right. So I said that 7 years later, the car divorced Trump. And it's had two owners since then, and it's up for auction right now. So this is my question. Who would buy this car? Apparently only has about 15,000 miles on it. Would it be someone who's a Trump lover, a really rich friend of Trump's, or somebody like that, if he has any, or some rich Republican? Or would it be someone who wants to buy it and pull a full odd job Goldfinger, squeeze it into a cubic foot of metal to destroy it, and, you know, video it from 9 different angles and turn it into a spectacle? Which do you think is more likely? Someone who loves Trump or someone who hates Trump is going to buy this car?
I can see Vivek Ramaswamy getting some money together, buying this thing and snorting the seats, just trying to smell the seats as hard as he possibly can.
And so there have been two owners since then, and when you look at the pictures of the car, they customized it and put, you know, all this gold plated shit with Trump's name on the car. And he wasn't even an owner at that point, but they thought that they were onto something. But here's the point. Trump looks as fat and dumpy. Now, remember what year this is. This is 1995.
95. Okay.
He's barely 50 years old.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Most of us, if you subtract 30 years from our age and look back, we're usually trimmer.
Yeah.
Slimmer.
Yeah, that's true.
Trump was as dumpy. You gotta see this picture. It's unbelievable.
That's funny.
What a mess he was, because he's in a pullover shirt, and he's at a gas station. So there's no sucking it in or anything of that sort. I just found that
it's interesting, but I also find it hard to believe that Donald Trump has pumped his gas in 40 years.
Well, I just picture of him.
It all seems so fake. Everything about him seems just incredibly fake.
Well, you know, think of the timeline. I think he probably was a fairly new owner of Mar-a-Lago. He was right in the middle of the whole casino thing. And he spent time in Florida. He could have driven his car. It could have been true. But the picture, these are real pictures. There's not fake pictures.
Yeah. The whole thing seems so stilted and staged. And everything seems to be for him to try to appeal to a certain group or another group, you know.
Oh, there's no appeal in this picture at all.
Well, car guys, he has an ounce of testosterone in his body. I mean, oh, look at that. Boy, I tell you what, you won't see Joe Biden next to a muscle car. Oh, wait a minute. He owns muscle cars. He's like a car guy. Fuck. It's that kind of shit, you know?
So that's the Florida Four Corners. And by the way, that judge down in Florida, Aileen Cannon, she is living exactly up to all the expectations, because the Trump people, again, remember, this is all about thinking that if he can just delay every bit of judgment against him in a court of law, that people who will be voting in the fall will think, all right, well, I can block out all of his legal issues, the 91 felony charges, because he has not been on trial and convicted yet. I think he really thinks that. And that if he were convicted of any of these things, and by the way, of course, assault is not bad at all, right? That's not a big deal. We already overlooked that. He's already been convicted of that. But, you know, of trying to overturn the election and help plan January 6th, be the spiritual godfather of that, right, and steal secret documents and keep them in his house. If he's convicted on any of those, that could hurt his election chances, all right? So he thinks that the delay tactic, that's the key, and then he will get elected, and he will make this stuff all go away. That's the thinking. Yeah. And I think as time goes on, that becomes, and you know what we're talking about here. We're talking about the law of diminishing returns. This becomes a less effective idea the closer you get to the election. And remember, he has not been subject to the withering assault of a political opponent yet. Hasn't happened yet. And the idea that, quote, I hate to use the phrase, mainstream media, they all went along with this. Well, Trump, what a romp. Oh, what a blowout that they went along with it.
Yeah, they did.
In a game where the other team only put four players on the field, okay, they didn't even try very hard, and he has not been subject to the kind of scrutiny again and the kind of attacks again that are going to occur in the fall election. They're beginning, and the idea of democracy and dictatorship and things of that sort, that didn't come up in the primary or the caucus in Iowa. It's not going to come up in South Carolina or New Hampshire or any of these other places. I mean, he'll have it all wrapped up. And, Britt, this is just like when a football team has too many weeks off in between games, right? They always come back. They seem to be rustier than the team that just played the week before. We'll see that happen this weekend. It happens every time. And if Trump has the nomination in his hands in, 5 days, in effect, and thinks he then becomes a general election candidate, I don't think that's the best thing for him. He needs to work hard to get this nomination. Well, not really. I'm just pretending.
He's not going to. Haven't they already planted the seeds of doubt that he perhaps, if he doesn't do well in New Hampshire, that it's rigged? I thought they had already kind of planted the seeds of doubt on that.
What do you planted the seeds of doubt? The trees have already grown to the sky on that one.
It's so great. Not only are Democrats like trying to rig elections and rigging elections against him, but also fellow Republicans. Everybody's out to get this guy.
Well, Britt, when you're a victim, you're a victim.
What's next, though?
And everyone's an enemy.
What's next? My own family. I have traitors within my own family. They're working against me. If that's, I mean, that's your next, that's your next move, right?
I can't say 100% that you're wrong. It hasn't happened yet, but that's a stupid reason to think that it can't happen in the future.
Exactly. You're right. As long as Junior and Eric and Ivanka to an extent are sucking off the teat and kind of getting the gravy train still rolling again from Clem Cadiddlehopper over there in Albany, Georgia, getting his nickels and dimes, as long as that's still going. But then all of a sudden when that dries up, it's time to tell the truth about Daddy.
Just Brett, I think you need to explain what Clem Cadiddle. No.
I think that's a generic term for a rube. I think you could do that. I could have used Junior Samples. I didn't. There's another really current reference.
Yeah. God.
I just saw something that triggered me to take a side road here. They've released the 911 audio of the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin of them coming to get him in an ambulance. This is a trigger for me. On the phone, they're going, "Please, no lights and sirens. Please don't. We're trying to keep this really subtle." I get he's the Secretary of Defense. I get that he's, you know, third in line to the presidency. I get that. America, this is my public service announcement to you. Never say that to a 911 operator. Never, ever in your life say, "I don't want lights and sirens." There's one exception. If you have an autistic child in the house who is triggered by loud noises and lights, you may make that request. Everybody else, we are not ordering a pizza. You're not at Burger King. You're having a heart attack, and we have to get there as quickly as possible. And that means they have to run lights and sirens. I'm so sorry. If that's embarrassing to your neighbor, do you want to make the do you want to make the bewitched neighbor reference here? I'm sorry if your neighbor's going to find out that you were shitting blood or whatever, but please don't ever say that. You don't get to customize the help that you get. You just get to have your life saved. That's the bargain that we make. This public service announcement brought to you by your friendly 911 operator.
Well, I think you just add what you said to the list of things that are why this was a bad idea, why it was wrong, why it shouldn't have happened. This is another reason. There's no defending it. There's no.
It's so.
There's just none.
It's so effed up. It's so. It makes. First of all, one of the first things you do, I think, as a cabinet officer, as a cabinet secretary, don't make Daddy look bad. That's like rule one. You make the president look terrible. You make the I know you're having a medical emergency. I know this is not about it, but you do. You make the commander in chief look like a buffoon.
I understand this. We're about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks into this story. Now, here's the question. When does it stop? Okay, because hang on. You know, we've got the details. We know what's happened. It was wrong. No one's defending it.
Right.
And the president says, "I'm not firing him. I have confidence in the job that he is doing." Now, if you want to extend this so that it becomes Benghazi and we need to have hearings on it,
no.
Be careful, because that's what they want. Well, that's what they want. Because a great military leader, a great commander in chief like Donald Trump would never have this happen on his get ready. Be careful.
Your point is well made. Fortunately, right now, the chuckle fucks in the Republican Party on Capitol Hill are too stupid to go ahead and try to demagogue this in a way that's proper. They're running around.
They've got other things. They've got other business right now.
They're tripping over their own dicks, so they can't really make the hay that they normally would out of the situation.
I have a calculator here. Hang on here. I've got a calculator, and we've got one congressman who's quitting this weekend. Another Republican quitting, another minus one, another one who's completely infirm. Steve Scalise is out for a month. So now that's minus three. What was the margin after George Santos left Congress? I believe it's to the point where embattled fuckface religious wacko shit for brains Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, now has a zero margin. to be in charge of the House. In other words, right now, the Republicans, the quote, adult Republicans over in the Senate, and we're doing this for purposes of the argument, most of them suck too, but most of them don't suck quite as bad as the completely off the charts morons who are Republicans in the House. They can be a little bit more forceful to try to get shit done if there has to be shit that gets done here, because that huge 3 or 4 person margin it is not there anymore, at least temporarily. And it's bad enough. You go, well, we can't lose 3 votes or we lose the... Now, you can't lose any. In fact, for all I know, Hakeem Jeffries has the majority. I don't know. You never know. I mean, we've been here for an hour. Someone could have keeled over in the time time that we're here.
I think they've got the same rules that they had with the previous couple. Is it like if just one person raises an objection, we can haul your ass in front of the, you know, the whole situation and get you out of there? We don't need, you know, 20 people to say you shouldn't be speaker. We just need one.
Right. And that's always been true, regardless of the margin. But now, in terms of votes on stuff, you can't lose any of them. And I've sent a text of support to Speaker Johnson to let him know.
Oh, we're all praying for him. Oh, we're all praying very hard for John Mikeson. Don't you worry about that. It's so important to the survival of the Republic that this guy stays strong.
Yeah.
Take that vitamin C, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
God almighty.
What else have we left anything else on the table here?
I don't think we have any. I don't think there's anything else of any great import to the Republic at this point in time. I think we're good to go. It's just very unfortunate that that debate on ABC was canceled since nobody's going to show up. Apparently, Nikki Haley has said she will not debate if Donald Trump isn't on the stage.
You know what that means? That means we're done.
Yeah, I would say that
mentioning that it's not worth mentioning.
I think she's got a chance. I really think she has a chance of winning in New Hampshire, though. That'll freak him out. He'll go absolutely apeshit if that happens.
He already is going apeshit. He's going full racist. He's going full birther on her.
I love it.
Okay.
And I love it.
What the hell is that? And we know how bad Trump is. But how bad, and I know we can't attack the supporters. We can't say that they're bad people. We can't say that they're racist. We can't do that because that'll just come back on us and it'll just make them more prone to support him. So we can't say anything. But if we don't say anything and it goes unanswered or unnoticed, what does that mean? Well, then let's give them a free pass. And let's get Melania back in there to remeasure the drapes. So we can't say anything, but we must say something. And if we say something, then there's, he's using her original Indian name to slur her, just like Barack Hussein Obama.
Is he really doing that every time he refers to her? He's calling her Nimarata or whatever her name
is? Yes.
Man, I didn't think we'd real. That's like DEFCON 2. I didn't realize.
Where the fuck is she? You know what? This is her opening. This is her opening to look at all the Trump supporters and say, no, this will not stand. You cannot vote for a man who does this to me, to a woman, to an American, to someone who's been a governor, who he appointed to the United Nations. And by the way, he says she was the worst UN ambassador ever. Totally weak. The worst. He's already played that bullshit card, right? This is her chance. You wait for him to attack you. And then she's not going to attack him back in the same kind of language that he's using. But she's fairly articulate. She can speak. But if she doesn't, then half the people, maybe more than half of the people who are voting in Republican primaries go, you know what? Maybe she's not a citizen, because we've never established where Did Obama ever show his birth certificate? I can't remember that. I
can't
either. He was right about that, right? And maybe he can reassign that group of 15 investigators in Hawaii, still looking for his original.
Are they birth. Still looking?
Yeah, they're still looking.
Oh,
they're
for all these years later, he must owe them a lot of money. He must be on the payroll. Now,
they're going to stop in Southern California just to give a little peek at the O.J. Simpson looking for the real killers.
Yeah.
That's still going on. I haven't found that. Right. And then they can come east here and see if Nikki Haley's an American citizen.
My fear is that some of this is going to drag up some sympathy votes for her about these attacks on her. And I don't want that because she's very dangerous, too. I'm not going to tell you that she's as dangerous as he is, but she has some very radical ideas as well.
There's no comparison, Britt. You know that.
It's like, well, I mean, it's
would
like
you, would new- you, are you not, let me ask that. Are you afraid that if she were the nominee and the polls are showing this, that she would do much better against Joe Biden than Trump? So as bad as Trump is,
well,
you might want to let him glide in there and take the chance. It's the old take the chance that he could win.
But this is, again, where you have to rely. You have to rely on the inherent racism of the core Republican voters to come through. That's where I would say, yes, if she somehow does make it through as nominee, that overall at some point in time, it would be like, and that would be a stay at home. I'm not going to switch my vote to Biden. I'm just going to stay at home. I think she's very radical. And again, yes, she's not as dangerous as he is, but a .45 can kill you and an AR can kill you. Either one of those guns can kill you, Brad.